Where to place our love and trust. As in the story, we understand the need to follow a process to achieve our goal. But how are we to decide which process to follow? All of us are guided to follow some sort of instruction throughout life. Social customs, national laws, sentiments, parental instructions, and peer pressure govern us. During early educational years, our teachers guide us. We tend to follow traditional values and accept the knowledge presented in various textbooks. If we choose to ignore these guides and listen instead to our sometimes uncontrolled minds, we may find ourselves in a position where we are condemned by the administrating government and dealt with accordingly. We are free souls in the sense that we may choose the authority in which we want to place our love and trust. It is ultimately worth following the purest knowledge and the highest authority, because only they can successfully guide us to an elevated, more peaceful state of consciousness. Philosophers throughout the ages have presented numerous solutions to life's difficulties. As astute as their philosophies may be, none of them has offered a path as broad or conclusive or as ontologically complete as the one presented in India's ancient Vedic scriptures. All other philosophies and religions of the world are rooted in these scriptures. The original language of the Vedas is Sanskrit, which is the world's oldest language. These scriptures, which have their origin in God Himself, have been carefully passed down, unchanged, from teacher to student for millions of years, since the beginning of time. We will draw from these authentic scriptures to present the following analysis of the goals attainable by a human being, including the highest goal, a bona fide destination well beyond the inebrieties of this world. The Vedic scriptures proclaim that all persons, consciously or unconsciously, follow one of three distinct paths. The three goals and the practices required to achieve them are clearly described as follows. 1. Most of us follow the path of satisfaction of the material senses, which we hope will bring us happiness. These senses include the mind and intellect. Such external material enjoyment is called bhukti in Sanskrit. 2. A few of us, desiring to taste the pleasures of our inner selves, pursue the path of liberation from the sufferings of this world. This type of liberation is called mukti. 3. Even fewer of us yearn to serve God with pure loving devotion. The path of devotional service to God is called bhakti or bhakti yoga, which literally means to link with the Supreme Person through loving service. If we carefully examine the above choices, we can appreciate that every human being is striving to achieve one of these goals.